Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Arguing with Zombies, Economics, Politics, and the Fight for a Better Future, Nobel laureate Paul Krugman tackles head-on the misconceptions and misunderstandings surrounding key economic issues that have dominated political discourse. Published in January 2020, the book dives into the world of zombie economics, a term Krugman uses to describe ideas that should have been dead and buried because they have been disproven by evidence, yet still roam the halls of power, undeterred. Krugman, a seasoned columnist and professor, uses his wit and expertise to dissect these ideas, presenting complex economic theories in an accessible and engaging manner. His analysis spans across several administrations, capturing the persistent fight between factual economics and the political agendas that aim to shape public perceptions. The book is not only a critique, but a call to arms for rational thinking and evidence-based policymaking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, zombie economics and their characteristics. Zombie economics refers to economic theories and policies that have been proven wrong by empirical evidence, yet continue to be believed and advocated by some policymakers and thinkers. Paul Krugman outlines several characteristics of zombie economics, such as supply-side economics, austerity in times of recession, and the fears of hyperinflation from quantitative easing. Despite overwhelming evidence disputing these theories, they persist due to political agendas, vested interests, and the appeal of simple solutions to complex problems. Krugman argues that these ideas maintain their grip because they serve the interests of powerful entities and individuals, thus making them zombies that refuse to die. He emphasizes the dangers they pose, leading to policies that can exacerbate economic inequality, hinder economic recovery, and misguide public discourse. Secondly, the impact of political ideology on economic policy. Krugman delves into the dynamics of how political ideology shapes economic policy, often to the detriment of empirical evidence and overall economic health. He illustrates this with examples such as the tax cut policies favored by conservatives, which are often justified by the zombie theory of trickle-down economics. Despite substantial evidence suggesting that such policies primarily benefit the wealthy and have minimal effects on economic growth, they remain popular due to their ideological appeal. Krugman also explores the partisan divide on issues like healthcare and climate change, showing how ideology can override clear evidence for the sake of political identity. This exploration underscores the struggle between facts and beliefs, highlighting the need for policy decisions to be guided by data rather than political affiliation. Thirdly, the role of media and public discourse in economics. Krugman criticizes the role of media in perpetuating zombie economics. He points out that false balance, giving equal weight to both evidence-based arguments and debunked theories, helps keep zombie ideas alive. The media's pursuit of objectivity often leads to a misrepresentation of economic consensus, allowing disproven ideas to continue influencing public opinion and policy. Krugman argues for a more informed and critical media landscape that distinguishes between credible economic theory and disproven ideas. He also emphasizes the importance of public discourse in shaping economic understanding, calling for a more engaged and informed populace capable of discerning factual information from ideological rhetoric. Fourthly, evidence-based policymaking. Krugman advocates strongly for evidence-based policymaking as an antidote to zombie economics. He emphasizes the importance of relying on empirical research and data when crafting economic policies, rather than on ideologically driven assumptions. This section highlights several areas where evidence-based policymaking can lead to superior outcomes, including managing inflation, healthcare, and fiscal policy. Krugman cites successful examples from around the world where policies grounded in economic evidence have led to improved economic performance and quality of life. He argues that evidence-based policymaking is crucial for addressing complex economic challenges and ensuring inclusive economic growth. Lastly, fighting for a better economic future. The final theme of Krugman's book is a call to action for fighting against the influence of zombie economics to secure a better future. He outlines a vision for an economy that serves the broader population rather than a privileged few. This includes policies that promote income equality, healthcare for all, robust economic growth, and environmental sustainability. Krugman stresses the importance of political engagement, education, and public discourse in combating the persistence of debunked economic theories. By embracing evidence-based policies and rejecting ideologically driven economics, he argues, society can move toward a more equitable and prosperous future. In conclusion, arguing with zombies, economics, politics, and the fight for a better future is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the intersection of economics and politics and their impact on our everyday lives. Paul Krugman's expert analysis provides a clear roadmap for battling the persistent influence of debunked economic theories in policymaking. This book is particularly suited for students, economists, policymakers, and politically engaged citizens who seek a better comprehension of how economic theories shape our world. Krugman's accessible writing ensures that readers from all backgrounds can grasp complex economic concepts and their implications. Ultimately, by advocating for rational, evidence-based economic policies, Krugman makes a compelling case for how informed public discourse can foster a more equitable and sustainable future, making this book an invaluable resource for envisioning and working towards a better economic system. If you would like to support Paul Krugman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.